Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
It's the time everybody's been waiting for. It's time for Moneyline right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. Fresh off the weekend. New week, new money. Week one money could be in your pocket by the end of this week. Why is that, Kevin? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. College football. Welcome in.
I mean, let's hope some people out there have week zero money in their pocket. What's the deal? I didn't really... We talked a little bit about the game, the big game, and the Michigan, but how much of week zero were you actually watching and consuming?
Watching game-wise, the only one was Northwestern and Nebraska.
There's no juice for you by the time we got to the starting gate, huh?
What do you mean?
Like week zero. Like you ultimately didn't get bought in.
No, I actually did get bought in. Like, I was actually, hey, you know what, let me just see what's going on here in this, you know, Dublin game.
You consider
game.
That juice that you watched like a half of football.
Yes, because week zero for me was basically preseason. It was, there's football on, but everybody stinks. But I do want to see stinky football because I haven't even seen football in a long time. That's why.
Week zero rocked, man. It was a lot of fun. College football today off and running. And we had some good results on the board. So we're hoping to continue that in the week one. So we'll see. I'll tell you, Don, the props market was a lot of fun as well. And I was wondering how many options we would actually see available since it was week zero. And I think all things considered, it was still a good amount. So I'm pretty optimistic kind of that we're going to be getting, you know, props for all these big games.
Yeah, no, moving forward, the boards will expand. And like we just had a Saturday of games, right? Seven games, which were, I don't say, you know, on the top card. You had a couple of those games, the Florida States, you know, playing those FCS-level teams and lower down the case. But this week, again, as I said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I mean, that is fantastic. Thursdays as well. So you have a nice weekend here before it just starts to get off the charts crazy, because then you're entering into college football season, mixing that in with a little NFL, and away we go. But a lot more intriguing options this week all the way across the board, as we know. Power 5 schools going at it, yes. Ranked versus ranked go against it, yes. Teams playing in neutral environments, you know, LSU. Well, what a neutral site that game is, right? To play in New Orleans in the Mercedes, or what is it called now? The Caesars Dome at this point, I guess. You also have, how about this?
Mercedes-Benz is the Georgia one, right?
Yes, Mercedes-Benz. Is it Mercedes-Benz Stadium there or Dome? It used to be, that was the only difference between the two. Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I want to say, is Atlanta, and the Dome is how it was down in New Orleans. But how about this for a neutral site game? You ready for this one? Oregon and Georgia. I mean, it's as neutral as it gets, isn't it?
Yeah, so what do they do with that, though, when, like, booking the spreads? Do they give the full home field advantage to Georgia?
Oh, sure.
As if it's no different? Or is it, like, maybe a point less than if it were actually in their physical stadium?
Yeah, I think it's just the same. Like, they would just say, well, it's not in Athens, but if there's 75,000 people there, 74,000 are going to be cheering for Georgia in a place they're quite familiar with.
Yeah, like, do they, what is it, I don't know what the sport is, I can't remember, where they have to hold off, like, a section of
tickets
for the road fans. Like, but, like, how many are they really holding off for Oregon fans, all in all?
Yeah, it's like the bowl allotment, right, where each one, let's just say each get 15,000 and the rest goes up to public, and Oregon returns back 14,100 tickets and it goes back into the pool and Georgia buys them all up. And that's pretty much what it is. Because if you are an Oregon, you're excited for this game and may say, hey, you know, I saved up for this. It's a big game environment. It'll be fun to go watch and play. Well, it's a few time zones over and it is SEC country. It's almost like you're set up to fail in that situation for Oregon, which hence, it's not a, hey, Kevin, a move from 3 to 3.5 because of, you know, Georgia's home field advantage. No, it's like 17 at this point now.
it's a big number, and that's kind of the tough. But listen, they went last year to Ohio State and won, right? The Oregon Ducks. So if anybody's going to go in there, which, you know, fresh year optimism as well. So you're an Oregon Ducks fan. You're probably feeling frisky going into the game.
Yeah, you know, taking the points there and just seeing where it'll wind up. And by the way, which leads me into my next thing. You know, I got to do videos I got to put out and, you know, talk about the biggest games of the week. This was one of them. And I'm not saying that I've watched spring football for Oregon, neither Georgia. I get the gist of it, and I can watch one of their games and get the feel for what they're going to do for the season. Not wins or losses, but okay. Quarterback's decent. Wide receivers are pretty good. See that running back. So I'm just going over some notes from, like, beat writers on what they think is going to happen in this game. I don't want to include it in my video. Not, like, quote them, but just, okay, this guy thinks this. This guy thinks this. Oh, this guy's here and that guy's there and these quarterbacks are fighting. You know, just to get a little brushstroke on, you know, giving out some information. So I'm reading this one. I won't even list a beat writer in here, but I almost read this on the answer. Now, hold on. Let me do a quick research on this. Well, this is how it lists to me. How much do you believe in the Oregon quarterbacks, whether it's Bo Nix or Kenny Dillingham? That was one of the comments. Yeah, go ahead.
That what is it? Is your problem Bo Nix being there, or that it's not sure who to believe in yet?
Look, because I was, you know, the Athlon Sports, seeing who the starters. I said, this is an interesting name. Maybe it was a transfer. Kenny Dillingham's the offensive coordinator. So this beat writer put it in there like he has no idea either. It's going to be Bo Nix or Kenny Dillingham starting? The offensive coordinator is starting? So I caught myself. I'm like, oh, hold on. Let me just do 30 seconds of a Google search. I'm like, wait, what is going on out here? So be careful, people, of what or who you are reading at this point, or you'll wind up on the air saying, I like this game because Kenny Dillingham is going to beat out Bo Nix as the starting quarterback for Oregon. Welcome in the money line. Ooh, we got a long way to go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yes, sir. Monday on Moneyline. It's Donnie and Kevin right here on the grid. A lot of topics to go over. Big week, as we said, in college football, which is nice. Typically, the NFL gets rolling this week after the last preseason game, but that's not the case. A big cutdown day tomorrow in the NFL. And seeing some of these names already get released, you know, the minor guys come out, like, right, the Dolphins release Mohamed Sanu. None of these are really going to change your opinion on who's playing well or who's going to end up anywhere until tomorrow. Tomorrow at around like 4:30, you get those final cuts. But before we start talking about the NFL, because I got a couple things I do want to hit on. Little League World Series, Kevin. Do you watch that all the past? Do you indulge yourself, or how do you feel about it?
When I was younger, it felt like a bigger deal.
Yeah.
I don't know necessarily why. I don't mean like I was like, oh man, I wish that was like. I feel like it was a more important thing when I was younger. It was more discussed. I could be wrong. But this year, I was definitely more aware of it because there was a Long Island team I know that got in that people were excited about. And I know the final result of yesterday's game, but in case you're getting to that, I don't want to comment on it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get to that. But I do agree with you. It was a bigger deal back in the day because they used to turn it on in August and you were already at the World Series. Now ESPN does what they do best. They oversaturate the market and you're watching like 75, you know, hey, District 2 championships from some cornfield in Iowa. Yeah, nobody cares about that. Let's get to the World Series, start to put on the highlights there. I don't watch it anymore. I used to watch it a little bit. It doesn't even, you know, make my TV anymore. It's on, like, let's just say in the background. I turned it off because it bores me that much. Now, having said that, World Series comes down to it. United States versus the world, which the U.S. team has to get into it. That's just the rules here. and it was against Curacao. So it was basically Hawaii versus Curacao in this. Hawaii's been a runaway freight train, apparently, here in this tournament, particularly in Williamsport. I think their final, you know, tally is 60 runs for them, 5 for their opponents. But I read through today, because, again, I didn't have any idea who won, didn't care who won it. So I just see that headline, Hawaii wins, dominant performance. Look, I know it's still kids. They're 12 years old, but they're in the world championship game. They cut it short 13-3 in 4 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I understand that I don't think the other team's coming back. But if I'm just like the Curacao team, I'm playing it for like 30,000 people. Like, we got this far. Let me get a couple more bats in, man. Let me get a double in the gap. So what? We lose by 10 runs. You agree with them cutting short? Like, this isn't Little League in the town where my town is better than yours and it's 17-0 after the top of the first inning. Do you not let these guys play or ask them, like, hey, guys, do you want to give up at 10 runs? Do you think they would have said yes?
I mean, so it's a mercy rule that exists. So I hear that, oh, do I think they wanted to give up? Similarly, I also don't, I mean, I don't think Hawaii would have wanted to stop playing either.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, again, I saw it at the beginning of the game. The first two batters on Hawaii hit home runs.
Oh.
They took the starting pitcher out for the other team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing was over immediately, right? I don't know if it is done to, like, I always thought that the mercy rule when we were younger was done to, like, save everybody's time. Right? I don't know if that's why that's there. I don't know if it's to save kids from embarrassment. I really don't know. I am not going to come on here and pretend to you I have a problem with it. I saw that and said that's just what the rule is because it's not a foreign thing to me, the mercy rule. But also, like, I mean, yeah, again, like, Hawaii would have kept playing too because they would have won the game. By the way, Don, like, yes, they would have beat them by 20. It was 13-3 through 4 innings. I mean, they would have beat them by... Also, but aren't they only 6-inning games? I mean, really, how much did they miss out on?
And are they going to be throwing their guy who probably throws no-hitters left and right? No, somebody else might get a chance in there. I'm just looking at it from... Because I do agree with the 10-run rule outside. Because this is the World Series game. This isn't a team like, yo, man, stop the game. They can't even field a ground ball or even make contact. You know what I mean? Like, they're in the World Championship game in Little League. These kids can play a little ball. And for me, at that level, and I'm playing in that stadium, which I'm never going to get this experience again, let us play this thing out. Like, so what? You know, I just want another at-bat. Like, I want to savor this as opposed to let's get out of here after 4 innings, 10 runs. See ya.
But it's what the rule is. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who cares that hitters 7, 8, and 9 missed out on an additional at-bat? Like, it's not that they didn't know how to field the baseball. But, I mean, again, the final score would have been, instead of 13-3, 20-4?
Yeah, maybe. Like, it could have been.
I mean, I'm telling you this, it was not going the other direction, Donnie.
I mean, but no, I'm saying, like, what, like, why can't, but I'm saying if I'm the players on the team, hey, guys, you want to keep playing, you're down to, coach.
Are they like 11? Yeah. Who cares? They, like,
you're in the United States, big time. No, exactly, but I'm saying, like, they should have a chance to do that. Lower levels, getting to the World Series, absolutely. But once you get there, every one of these teams deserves to be there. And if I'm just talking from a playing experience, like, I just want to play. I got thumped in college football. You would ask me 45-0, my team was down, which, quite frankly, we were a few times in my college career. Hey, guys, you want to give up running clock? No, I'm trying. Look, I might score in this game. Don't mess with this game, coach. We want to play.
Let's see if I still have this update on my phone. Yeah, shortest title game since 2001, as far back as data is available.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, Donnie, this never happened.
It's very rare.
This Hawaii team is nothing. Donnie. It potentially has never happened.
Okay? In the championship game, or how about the other games there?
In the championship game.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Which is, I'm assuming you have no idea what happened. Donnie, I assume they did this also to the semifinal game, and the game before that, and the game before that, and the game before that, right? 60-5 were the final scores here. But, like, it was a rarity. For some reason, Hawaii had the Dodgers this year, and that's just what happened. I mean, it stinks for everybody that had to play.
But can they change this? Like, is there a changeable rule? Because we don't see this in any other sport. Like, what other sport has mercy rule?
It's a little league baseball rule, right? I guess
that's what I mean. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't know. Like, how about the mercy rule being the other team gets?
I don't know.
They probably running clock. I think in high school at times they just slap that running clock on. But that's basically one sideline going, we can't compete. Can we just get this over with? You know what I mean? It's almost like a, do you agree to this? And coach says, no. All right, continue the thumping. Our guys got to learn and you know, step our game up. But I just thought it was interesting where in the biggest game, the world championship game, it got stopped early. Like pro baseball, like Yankees-Mets. Hey, game one of the World Series, 10-0 Mets in the fifth. You know what? Shake hands and, you know, we'll see you back tomorrow night.
Yeah, but that is, it's such a useless analogy. Of course it is. Because if the Yankees and the Mets, and then, like, Donnie, the gap in Little League can be this big. It is never that big in Major League Baseball. The gap is never that big in the World Series. But it can be in Little League. I mean, that's just the truth of it. So that's why the mercy rule exists. I mean, it is what it is. I think it's also, Donnie, because basketball has a clock. Football has a clock, right? Everything else has a clock. Baseball is the only sport without a clock. That's why the mercy rule.
Now, hear me out. You want to make some changes in baseball? What do you say we put a clock in?
Well, they try.
Every sport's got a clock. Why can't baseball have one?
They do innings. They get three outs.
How about you take away innings and throw that clock up there 2 hours? What do you say?
Tell you what, right? We're coming up to the break. Why don't you punt on this idea? Stop wasting people's time.
I love it.
The break. You just sit there and you think about it to yourself. Now, don't come back on and tell us what you've come up with. No one cares.
I will.
But you just keep it to yourself, right?
Like, why do we have clocks? You know what I mean? There's clocks in sports, K-Dub. Well, I want to fix this. I keep going to college because that's how much I really care about the Little League World Series. But I get passionate about this stuff that I see where I can be the commissioner here. I can make this better. So you don't tune in on a Sunday afternoon expecting to watch the Little League World Series. Where's the game at? Is it a rain delay? No, Jimmy, it ended in four innings. This is the championship game? What happened? Exactly. I'm taking that out of sport, Kevin. So sit back, relax, and listen to the master do his business here. It's Moneyline, apparently only with Donnie today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On a hot Monday afternoon here in the Northeast, Moneyline is cooking. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved. Already handled how to handle the Little League World Series. That's done. So I got a checklist for this week where I'm going to just correct everything here. But before we do that, the NFL is calling me. It really is. Tom Brady. Now, if you guys are on Twitter, which most of you are, an interesting topic brought up, which I noticed this, and then because I'm an old man, I forget right away on stuff that I want to bring up. But there's a growing what is going on with Tom Brady and the Buccaneers? But at the same time, does anybody notice Tom Brady's face looks different? I got to tell you, did you see it, K-Dub? Have you seen the press conference? We had the hoodie on, and I'm telling you, I watch it going, he looks a little different. But then, you know, because it's my crazy head, right? But then I start seeing people retweet and stuff. And it gets me thinking here. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, again, it seems like people were only starting to get interested in Brady's absence with like one day left in him being away, and it's continued now that he's back. It's been because I remember you were, this is what you wanted the entire time, right? Conspiracy theories,
yes,
and people
love
on
this.
The case as to where Tom Brady was. But I told you this, clearly, none of this has to do with a guy who does not want to be playing football. I have no worries about it. He is going to throw for 400 yards in the Cowboys. So you can go through whatever alleys you want. But similar to your Little League World Series outrage, this is likely not going to be something I'm joining you in.
You will join me because his own quote, there's a lot of blank going on, right? A lot of blank going on from him. So something is, this wasn't just a planned vacation now. And we can't dip into it because, oh, it's his personal life. I understand. But he came back to that podium all sound like, man, I'm good at football. I'll miss time and I'll be fine. What is the blank, as he says, going on? What are we talking about here? What could it be?
I mean, it's life. Like, I don't know what. Like, if you said that to somebody, right? Like, yeah, man, just a lot of blank going on. And they're like, oh, like anything specific? Nice. You know how it is, man. You know how it is, right?
Go ahead. We'll finish. Mm-hmm.
And I got to come back. And then people would be like, oh, all right. Like, I don't. Like, people say that. Sometimes people are dramatic. I mean, that's all there is to it.
So how about on, like, a Monday, right? Tom Brady misses practice. Hey, Tom! Where are you? Hey, look, man. There's a lot of blank going on here, okay? Like, oh, all right, maybe I had to go home, had to handle his business, got back with the team. Dude bounced for 2 weeks. Came back talking about it's a lot of blank
weeks.
Going away. The 12 days, same thing. Round it up.
It was 10.
Round it up. It's more than 7.5, so we'll go 2 weeks on rounding that up. But look, see what I mean? Like, who are we all in? You're all in on the Bucks? I'm worried about the Bucks.
Yeah,
I'm worried about the Bucks. Psyche of the Bucks.
What's worrying about the Bucks? They keep losing offensive linemen. Nothing about does Tom Brady is sad? Is that what I'm supposed
yes.
to? Tom Brady. He was away. He took a mini vacation. I thought we solved this the day it happened.
We did, so and then he came back and said,
so
"There's a lot of blank going
wrong?
On." Here's
Stop
what I needed
on
to
me,
say,
because I here's, don't think anything's wrong.
Here
what
is
happened?
What the deal is. Here's what the deal: Tom Brady goes on vacation. Cool. I was almost fine. Like, you know what? Vacation. See Tom take the podium. Yeah, man. Just drinking, relaxing. Wife, kids. Told you guys about this. Man, I can't wait for this season to start. He looked like a beat down man at that podium. Like, he got beat down, and something changed in his face, and there's a lot of blank going on. Could there be something? Now, hear me out. Hear me out. I love conspiracy theories. Is there something medical with Tom Brady going on? How about that? Could that be a possibility? He had to get something checked out by himself. Not family, because he covered that. Hey, look, it's not family, man. Don't worry about that. Could it be something wrong with Tom Brady?
What is wrong with him? What
Who knows?
Why
disease? Something?
What are we doing here? What are we doing?
I mean, what's wrong, though? Like, you have to. You can't come back to camp looking worse than when you left on your vacation. I'm sorry, it can't happen.
He looks fine.
He looked drained at that podium.
Yeah, okay. Now, ready for this? Why is this high catch? No, this is why I can't deal with this guy. Donnie, every Monday morning, you...
Yep.
It takes you a bit. You know that. You say that, right? Because you were gone for the weekend. Now, Don, what do you always say if you take a vacation? That first Monday back be what? Probably the worst show you ever do in your life.
See,
to wake
all right.
up and get ready.
All right, so we're building points now. Okay.
So Tom's first day back, right? You're out there trying to play football. Little, you know, he's just going through, man. He's just getting settled in, all right? He's just getting adjusted. He's fine. He's Tom Brady. Here's the thing. Stop beating around the bush and trying to get me to say it. Say what you think's wrong with the man. Say what you think's wrong
I don't know
with
what's wrong with him.
Bet the Bucks to miss the playoffs, but the Saints win the division.
Will.
I mean, let's move.
Yes.
I mean, let's make a decision here. What are we doing?
I think we're almost there. I think we're almost there as the best bet where maybe the Buccaneers do not make the playoffs this year and Tom Brady doesn't even make it through the season. We might be at that point right now. I need to call Sharapan. I need to see if this -270 at the FanDuel Sportsbook is legit, if it's crashing, and who's betting against it. Because you know what could clear this up? Tom Brady at the podium today. Pfft, man, just blew that defense away out there. Like, I don't know who's doubting me this year, but now I've really got a chip on my shoulder. I'm seeing a guy that retired in the offseason. I'm seeing a guy that wanted to be with the Miami Dolphins. I'm seeing a guy that before he even got to Tampa Bay wanted to be a Vegas Raider. And now I think it's all adding up. Check. Check, 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 checked out Tom Brady.
So why did he come back?
That's what
back?
I'm feeling.
Why did he come back?
I don't know. Maybe he was going to get sued by somebody. Maybe he was just so upset he couldn't stay home. Something is clearly amiss here. -270 to win that South. I'm not saying that Tom Brady's average. They're probably still the better football team over the Saints long term. But I don't know. Like, I need to see this out. I need to see the rest of this preseason. And here's some Brady quotes. Because I'm not enthused. I expected Brady back in the house, ready to rip somebody's throat out. And I just look like I saw a guy going through the motions. That's just my perception. That's not even me just playing an angle on this. That's what I saw.
Tom Brady was just voted the number one player in the NFL by the NFL Top 100. And the story that I need to be buying into is that Tom Brady is just not ready to play football. Like that's just where we're at. I'm not there. Look at this. Why did this tweet not get any love? Days ago, Tom Brady missed you guys. And it's him with his dogs out there. Mike Evans, Julio, Fournette in the mix.
Was this his team, though? I mean, was this his Twitter team putting that out? Do we know if it was Brady?
Nah, Tom was.
Do we actually know this?
I can't believe. Like, sometimes, like, you get a little bit of a gift, right? And now my gift is that I get to be right. Mm-hmm. I go, Tom Brady just wants to play football. Wow.
Now, after week one, when those Dallas Cowboys are my upset pick of the week, we're going to be on here, and you're going to have to answer to Tom Brady what the deal is. Do you think that's going to be the case? Is that going to be the case on that Monday morning?
No, because, of course, we listen, here's the thing. I'm prepared for anything. If he struggles, Donnie, do you know last year who week one embarrassed himself? Legitimately, maybe the worst quarterbacking performance of his career. I mean, this would be the craziest thing in the world if you remember, but you don't. So
who, Josh Allen?
No.
Who was week one last year? They did lose to the Steelers. And
they did.
So I was told that, don't you dare underestimate the Steelers. So I liked that. I enjoyed that week.
Playoff team pit. No, it was Aaron Rodgers. Remember 38-3 at the end of the New Orleans
Saints? True. Was that the game where he had the famous meme on the ground, like with the chin strap over his face with his eyes bugging?
I think that might be a little older, to be honest with you.
It might as well. Just use it for that one, yeah.
And do you remember the storyline coming out of that game, Donnie?
It's over? He doesn't care anymore?
Yep. Doesn't want to be there. Couldn't care. What did Rodgers do? He went out there. They only lost, twice the rest of the year with him at quarterback. And if that, how many more games did Rodgers himself lose? They lost to the Chiefs, but he wasn't even the quarterback in that game. Yeah. I mean, Rodgers might have only lost one game himself, because the Lions game, he wasn't really the quarterback either.
Yeah.
And he won an MVP for back-to-back seasons. So I'll tell you this right now, Donnie. Brady can also be awful week one. I don't think he will be. And I still won't be panicked. He's Tom Brady. He's earned that. He just has. Apparently not for you, though.
No, I'm worried. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about the situation. Now, if we just give a quick topic, because we are a social media type of show here. Dodgers put Tony Gonsolin on the IL, strain right forearm. I mean, look, I like the Dodgers, K-Dub. I do. And I know we're talking NFL, but it's pretty big news here coming up. How many times have we talked about lining up in the playoffs, right? And you said it. Hey, Gonsolin lines up game one. You're feeling confident because how good he is, even though the name isn't there yet on that pedestal. I like the Dodgers. They're a good team. You can't just say no worries and we'll just send the next retread up that will turn into a dominant starter. Thoughts here quickly before we hit this break on the Dodgers. This is worst case.
Yeah, look, this is one of the most talented teams on a year-in, year-out basis. But this specific season, it does not come with the name recognition that you would anticipate for the rotation. Walker Buehler, okay? Clayton Kershaw, Gonsolin. I mean, heck, if you want, you can throw Trevor Bauer in the mix, right? As this goes on, the worse it gets, the worse their odds should likely be moving.
Man, how much more can the Dodgers put up and still be a dominant team? We'll find out next year. Here we go. It's Moneyline on a Monday. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Information continues to flow here on Moneyline. Monday afternoon, week one here. college football season coming up. Week zero was last week. If you want to get involved, any thoughts, 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin. There is a Major League Baseball card today. Not a lot of games, not a ton of intriguing games, but there are, and I guess the most intriguing news is Tony Gonsolin. That's an IL stint for him, which means, Kevin, anytime you hear, you know, forearm, you start to think about, like, how does that affect pitching because of Tommy John surgery connected with the elbow and the forearm, tightness, stiffness in your forearm. That's never a good thing, and they're listing it as a strain. Here's why it's important. You can say everything you want about, oh, man, maybe dodged a bullet. You know what that means, Kevin? How about this? 2 to 3 weeks without throwing a fastball. Mm-hmm. All right. 2 to 3 week ramp up to see if he's ready. You know where that takes you? Playoffs. This is devastating for the Dodgers. It really is.
Yeah, this is a team that has... Now, the Dodgers have always been so fascinating to watch kind of their ability to find guys. The problem is when the guys you find now are the injured ones. Gonsolin, right, is only the Dodgers, right? Only the Dodgers would somehow come into the year and, you know, have Tony Gonsolin in the mix to be the, you know, NL all-star game starter.
Yeah.
Right? Only the Dodgers could really convince you that, you know what, man, give Tony Gonsolin the ball and we're going to be just fine. But we are, it's not even like, this is not meant to be a joke. Game one of their first playoff series, they're going to give the ball to Tyler Anderson at this rate. Yeah. Like, I know that. It's so, but that is where, now Tyler Anderson has been good this year. I know he has. But, Walker Buehler's done. Obviously, Trevor Bauer is not even in the conversation. Let's just say Gonsolin is not back. Maybe he is, but just based on this news. Is Kershaw supposed to be back for the playoffs, Nani?
They're aiming for that, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's 50. But again,
a return for him is expected, is what they like to say.
Again, we'll see how that looks. But it is not unreasonable that the Dodgers in a playoff series are going Tyler Anderson, Julio Urias, and newly brought back Dustin May. Is that potentially their three? Which all of them have had their moments. I know Dustin May and look at that. A car outside is going wild. And I know that Dustin May and Julio Urias were part of a World Series run and all of that, Donnie. But it's a leap to make for these guys.
No, it is. And you're talking about a team that's expected to win the World Series. Could this be one of those teams? Because I don't want to gauge it because some of these guys still have decent stats. Let's say Gonsolin's down. Clayton Kershaw's down.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had like a favorite? Because they're still the favorite right now at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We'll see if any of that changes once this information filters through. Plus 300 to win the World Series. The Astros plus 380. The closest in the NL is the New York Mets at 5-1. Have you ever gone into the postseason with this capable lineup as a favorite? Like, not like, hey, I think they could still do some damage. No. We're expecting them to win since they're the favorite. I know that 1-9 is awesome, but you can't just say, let's piecemeal every game together with these starting pitchers and we'll win in the playoffs. That can't happen. Like right now, I'm looking at the Dodgers going, I can't take them right now.
Look, we've made the point. Well, I've made the point, and it's gotten now where I know you're seeing it as similarly to I have, about DeGrom and Scherzer going to Dodger Stadium and potentially being favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this right now. They are both going to be favored up against Tyler Anderson. Okay?
Yes.
I don't know if you...
100%.
Right? Okay. So let's forget that for a minute, Donnie. Let's go a little further down this board. Let's take a team on the outside looking in even. I'll go. That's how far down we'll go. Donnie, Corbin Burns in L.A. against Tyler Anderson. Pick? Is that reasonable? Slight Dodgers?
No, I still would have the Dodgers.
How much, though?
It's Corbin.
Tony Gonsolin was under minus 150 against Corbin Burns. Let's be clear now.
No, I thought you said Corbin Burns is a minus favorite.
No,
you think Corbin Burns would be favored in L.A.?
Well, hold on now. Corbin Burns in L.A. against Tony Gonsolin, right?
Yeah.
You had Gonsolin at minus 148. Now, what do you think? Now, what do you think the Tyler Anderson number is? Then, it's
still got to be favored, though.
But minus 120.
Probably, yeah.
Can't be, but still, that's my. But Donnie, the Brewers, we don't even think are going into the playoffs. We don't think.
No, I know. I know where you're getting on this, because then you can just escalate and say, what happens when Scherzer and DeGrom come to town? Like, are you looking at him?
What happens when the Phillies come to town?
Or 160 at that point? Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It'll be a lot closer than expected, which is why we're saying 3-1. I mean, how are they still the favorite at this point? And again, we don't know. Gonsolin could come back after 2 weeks, like, you know what, man? Yeah. Just needed that break. I'm firing 100 miles an hour now. I feel great. Minor scare, all good, which could change things around. But I'm telling you right now, if he was IL bound right now, we're looking at August 29th, which you basically have 1 month left. That doesn't sound all that good, where you're getting Tony Gonsolin, dominant, healthy Tony Gonsolin, October the 4th for a playoff game. Right. I don't think it's going to happen now.
And here's the other thing that we hit on. I guess this is when the Walker Buehler news went final. We brought this up. You know, it's a small sample size, but Tony Gonsolin's not been good in the playoffs.
True.
So you're all like, you're already kind of relying on some things that don't feel very reliable, right? And the Dodgers, can the Dodgers outscore everybody, win games 9-8? Yeah, of course, sure. Look at the lineup. But we've never described them that way. Let's not. The Dodgers have not only scored the most runs in baseball this year, they've allowed the fewest runs. Their pitching has been as important as their hitting this season. So to continue to add to the pile here, we always talk about when, you know, we're this close to the postseason. Let me see that bracket. Let me see the matchups, and it's going to help to determine a lot of how we really feel moving forward. I really want to see this bracket now, because it's good. The Dodgers are, if I'm remembering correctly, will automatically get the 4-5 game.
Yeah.
I believe that means that they are very likely, a lot of season left, to get either the Braves or the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Nola or Max Fried, I think, could be a legitimate road favorite against Tyler Anderson.
I don't know. That'd be a tough one. It really would be. But now you're looking at teams. There's no more fear factor. Let's just say 2 weeks go by and, hey, Gonsolin's not going to make it back, and neither is Clayton Kershaw. He had a setback. Like, nobody's fearful of that. You don't. Now, granted, they're playoff teams. Everybody's good in the playoffs. But it's no longer the, oh, boy, we're just going to get mowed over. Hopefully somebody takes them out before we get to them. There's no longer that factor in here. And quite frankly, I can't wait to see, even tomorrow, the chance that the Dodgers are still a 3-1, or should I just say 3-1, a 3-1 favorite to win the series. I think that might be all but evaporated shortly once that makes its way around. Because who right now sees that information and says, now's the time to strike on the Dodgers? Nobody.
Right.
And also, you take a look at the Houston Astros, which is interesting because the Houston Astros going through something similar. Like, they have a pretty good pitching staff. If Verlander is worse off than what we expect, that's the top two teams, plus 300, plus 380, with aces down. It's incredible.
I mean, if you want to keep going, right, in terms of how open this whole thing feels, everybody thinks the Yankees just outright stink now. That's your third option at plus 450. Uh-huh. And the final team in tier number one in the New York Mets, let's be honest here, is a week of bad baseball away from being jumped by the Atlanta Braves in terms of a divisional race.
Yeah.
So this is a very, very open, I think, feeling if some of that injury news falls into place and looks long term. However, I still do think the way that tier looks on the FanDuel Sportsbook odds that I just kind of have up in front of me, I do agree with that. I think the Dodgers, the Astros, the Yankees, and the Mets have themselves a gap from the rest of the league right now.
Yeah, it's good to be. It makes it a lot more interesting, maybe more wide open, because if you are a fan of a team chasing down the Dodgers and the Astros, which we are, let's just play devil's advocate. Gonsolin doesn't make it back, and neither does Verlander. Boy, that opens up a lot. And I guess the biggest winner of all continue would be the New York Mets saying, all right, aces are down except our aces? Yeah, you know what? This feels really good heading into the playoffs. So we'll certainly see where that folds into it. Now, looking at the division, obviously it doesn't matter for the Dodgers. They're up so much. But I want to see how they're angles change, because let it be known where the Dodgers, who are used to pounding everybody, go a week in baseball and go like 2-3, 1-4, like, uh-oh, are there some issues here where now they're losing games 6-5 as opposed to just pummeling every team? Now, we're rounding this, or excuse me, hitting this siren a little bit too early, per se. But it is interesting that news breaks. He's actually supposed to start tonight. What's the odds tonight on that baseball game with a guy that's pitching who, quite frankly, I didn't think I ever even heard of at this point? So I don't have anything on the on FanDuel, but let me just go check the just a random odds board to see where some of these things might be moving around.
Yeah, pretty big favorite too. Like, I bet now, I guess, but
yeah, Grove the thing, is in, the pitcher 225
thing.
Oh yeah,
right. No, so I'm saying, like, yeah, a lot of people probably will have had maybe any earlier bets refunded, perhaps.
If you hit action, because quite, and also that's a point you bring up there, because so many times you say, well, what does that actually mean? Like, if you just bet this game based on, hey, I'll just take it the way it is because I think Gonsolin's showing up and he doesn't, that's your fault. Like, if you have the worst pitcher, right, you don't really matter. Like, oh, okay, this guy gets scratched, I'm still going with it because I like this anyway, and there might be a chance that the other good pitcher gets scratched. Well, then you win in that. Like, if you came into today going, I'm just going to take Miami no matter what, all right, well, now you got a chance because Grove is on the mound. But if you're not picking action on that, and if there's a drop-down box just to say, I like the Dodgers anyway, you're just not doing it right, especially when the ace is on the mound. Like, DeGrom is on the mound for the Mets, and you got them in a run line. Pretty good chance you took the Mets because Jacob DeGrom is on the mound. So to not insulate yourself by taking an act, it certainly makes it a little bit different there. But we'll see where that. I see 225 at DraftKings right now. I don't know how much it's going to adjust. Quite frankly, was it 230, 250 this morning, the 225?
It was? Is that a bettable 235 you see right now, or is that on your odds?
I don't think so. Yeah, that's on my odds board looking across. Yeah, I don't know if these numbers have adjusted just yet. Yes.
So let me, because that, I was going
to
say.
It can't be 225. It's got to be. What does it drop down to? 150? Lopez isn't a bad pitcher, but you were getting the best of the Dodgers, right? Yeah, and now you're not. You're just getting a random guy.
That's a big move, but I think you're right. I do think you're right. Minus 150 sounds legit. That's huge, man. On just, kind of that one piece of information. That's a really good point, though, by you. Is if you're betting the favorite, you have to be very cautious there. Or even if you're, most people are betting based on the pitcher, but if you are, right? I mean, that tool is there, and you're ready.
Doesn't cost you anything, sure.
Yeah, exactly. Make sure you have it in your back pocket. But let me just say this. I mean, you talk about them playing a bad week of baseball. It feels unlikely, but even if they do, they're 9 up in the loss column for the best record in the sport. Mm-hmm. Forget the division.
Yeah, they got that. It's over.
Like, it's
they
incredible, Donnie. Donnie, they were like 5 games back of the Yankees, it felt like, a week ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Incredible. It really, how many games are they going to win this year? Like, they were looking to set one of those.
Yeah. So how many games they got?
About the Yankees.
28, 29 left, would you say?
88.
Gotta have a couple off days, right? Right. Yeah, what is it? How many they got left?
So what's that? 91-26 they've played. So 36 games left. Well, I hope that's
there. You go. Can they get it done? Who knows? But it's Caesar time. Where's JP going today? Come on back and find out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here. Short segment before we hit the top of the hour on Moneyline for a Monday. Talking all sorts of sports. Injuries, non-injuries. Do we think a certain quarterback's got injuries? Does he not? We know Tony Gonsolin's got an injury. We'll see how that plays out. But also, JP is here. And we got a baseball card. It's relatively short tonight. What do we got? 8 games total? Which way are we looking today, JP? I mean, home run prop, hitter prop, bases, totals. What do we got?
I'm taking a team on the run line today.
Oh, I like this. I like this. So we got to take a team, so obviously that's one that's going to crack another team.
I was going to say, this is going to give us this is one of those where you want to get it right now, right? Because we have
– yeah, like he's not taking the Pittsburgh Pirates run line against, like, Milwaukee. Like, we understand what's at stake here. Oh, it is Brubaker today? Is that it?
That's not what we're – all right, let's see here. All right. I got my guess. I have my guess.
All right. So some of the bigger, so the options we would say, right? St. Louis.
I got
the Dodgers, which is down to 180 right now in FanDuel. So that is plummeting as we speak. Toronto minus 250. Milwaukee's minus 375. So he says he's taking run line. That's not even worth taking the run line at that point. So I'm going to throw that one out the door.
Yeah.
Could it be those fighting Phils, the Yanks? I don't think it's the Yankees. I don't think JP's going Yanks.
I don't either. I'll tell you that much. I don't want to give away my guess, but I do have my guess.
All right. So I got my guess here. I got my guess. So I think I'm locked into this. We'll see where JP ends up going with that. But exciting action-packed hour number two. Let's start to take a look at a little college football here, K-Dub, with some of these, I don't want to say opening lines, since they've been out for quite some time, but where are some spots that you could take a look at, spots you can have fun with, maybe some spots that might surprise, or say, you know what, on a Saturday, I might be tuned into this game, as opposed to one of the bigger marquee games here. Those are the fun parts here because the value is in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes those lower-level games, they give you the excitement you're looking for, which means cashing in tickets. Come on back. Top of the hour coming up next.